You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight. This week, the Nonprofit Spotlight shines on Savi and V, organizers with Community on Wheels. What is your organization's vision and mission?
We just want to assist in removing the invisible wall between unhoused people and people in houses. We acknowledge that the work we do and the changes we make are considered band-aids, and our message is that band-aids are important.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
We show up weekly to Santa Rita Park to provide essential items to folks who are currently houseless or housing insecure. And it spans everything from hygiene products all the way down to food and clothing. And at times, we do our best to work with other community members, people who have skills or work in certain professions that can provide resources to these folks.
Our goal is not only to act as a band-aid, but also to spread awareness and spotlight real people by continuing to build solidarity and compassion within the community.
Please share highlights of one of Community on Wheels programs that help execute your mission.
Well, consistency is extremely important to us. And in addition to just showing up weekly, we also try to maintain connections with existing mutual aid and community groups. We're consistently adapting our strategies and outreach methods to meet the needs of people on the streets. So direct action is something we fundamentally believe in. And we do that not just with showing up at Santa Rita every Saturday at 4 p.m., but we've worked with Community Care Tucson on setting up water stations throughout the city. We've helped start new projects like the Amphi Liberation Mutual Aid, Gatorade.
Why is it called Gatorade?
Gatorade is a group that's been around for about a year plus, and we call it Gatorade because we just started handing out water and Gatorade primarily to folks out in the downtown area, all the way down to the Ronstadt Center.
Gatorade as a project is extremely important because water is such a necessity out in this heat. Not many people realize that although some businesses claim that they will give out water, that isn't always the case. A really quick, easy thing that you can do to help someone on the streets like tomorrow is if you have water bottles at home, throw them in your freezer at night, and then on your way to work, just give them out to folks. And that's an easy way that you can help someone stay cool for even an hour.
One other thing that we've done within the last few months have been naloxone trainings with a partnership with the Fourth Avenue Coalition. And just like the water stations, just like trying to inform folks on how they can provide community care on their end, it's just an opportunity for us to engage with our neighbors just to let them know that there are ways to come up with alternative solutions within community. And there are other things to keep in mind about how we can further advocate for better services and solutions.
So how can people find out more about Community on Wheels?
You can find us on our Instagram at Community on Wheels, or come stop by at Santa Rita Park Saturdays at 4 o'clock. We also have a TikTok.
Support provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships. Learn more at cfsaz.org.